Moving on now, in Bahrain, tens of thousands of people have demonstrated near the capital Manama, calling for freedom and democracy. Men and women marched along a road linking several villages in the west of Manama. They chanted slogans against the Al Khalifa regime. The rally was peaceful and no confrontation occurred between the protesters and police. Similar rallies have turned violent in the past, with police using force to disperse protesters. Opposition demonstrations began in Bahrain in February 2011. They've continued to date, despite a harsh crackdown by the Al Khalifa regime. So far, scores have been killed, many of them under torture while in custody, and thousands more detained. Saudi Arabia has been helping the Bahraini rulers in crushing dissent. From Washington, I'm joined by Michael Malouf, former Pentagon official. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Malouf, day by day, it seems the revolution in Bahrain is forgotten. Just why is it that we cannot find literally anything on the issue in mainstream U.S. media?
And you're not going to. Bahrain, for the United States, is a and in fact the demonstrations there is a real challenge to the United States and indeed to the West, and it's hypocritical that they maintain this silence in view of the fact that they're calling for regime change in Syria, as you just pointed out. You got a real true democratic reform movement going on in Bahrain, but for the United States especially, that country, along with Saudi Arabia and the other monarchies, are very strategically important, and they're not going to be making any noise that might call for reforms that might topple those monarchies at this point. So I think it's just going to be business as usual, but they're going to be aiming more at the Shia side of things, and particularly in Syria, and this is unfortunate. And you have a real democratic effort underway in Bahrain, but the silence has been deafening from Washington.
Right. Just how much is Saudi Arabia contributing to the silence and crackdown on Bahraini demonstrations, and what implications will this have for Saudi Arabia itself?
Well, it's very serious, because if Bahrain goes down, that threatens the other monarchies, and that's why Saudi Arabia moved troops in. Bahrain has been a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran since the protests began, and if the monarchy in Bahrain goes down, that threatens the other monarchies, especially Saudi Arabia, and they're teetering anyway. There's increasing demonstrations going on in Saudi Arabia, as well as in Kuwait, Jordan, and in the other countries that have monarchies in the Gulf
right.
region. So they're seeing this as a serious threat.
Indeed. So we'll have to leave it there. Many thanks to Michael Malouf, former Pentagon official from Washington.